Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget you can find out more and more about our Brain Trust members, including our guest this half hour, Mary Hessler Key. Dr. Mary Hessler Key has been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 6 years. She's one of the original.
From the beginning.
One of the original members. That's exactly right. Mary's a business consultant, speaker, and author. She's works with individuals and organizations, companies, and as well as governmental organizations to help them make sure that they put their best foot forward in a lot of different areas. She's the author of What Animals Teach Us, as well as The Entrepreneurial Cat. She's our good friend, Mary. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's wonderful to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and I know, Mary, one of the things I'd like to say is that you live in Florida, and and you guys, the state of Florida got hit pretty rough with the hurricane that came through there, Charlie, and you live in the Tampa area, and the hurricane was coming your way,
absolutely,
but it took a right hand turn and went through Punta Gorda and Charlotte County. And that part of the state, which is an area that you know pretty well, you worked with those folks, and just let me say on behalf of my audience and anybody that's and everybody else that we, our hearts go out to you guys. You've had a rough time the last couple of weeks, and I really feel for the small business owners down there because many of them were just literally blown out of the water, weren't they?
Yes, and I think that's really important. Thank you, Jim, and I really think it's important for the listeners to think about their own businesses in disaster. Although we work with some Fortune 500 clients and government entities, I work with a lot of entrepreneurial organizations. That's my favorite from the work I did in the past with Inc. Magazine, and I can tell you that a lot of entrepreneurs are so focused on today, they don't have a great disaster plan in place, and you
right.
really need one. I know a lot of people during the hurricane, of course, did not expect the hurricane to come. They expected it to hit Tampa, and there was one headline, I think it was very telling, it was the headline of our local newspaper, and it was entitled, "A Hard Turn." And for whatever reason, a cold front came in our Gulf, and the hurricane turned into a Category 4 from a Category 3 and just plummeted the people south of us, including a lot of small business owners.
Well, exactly. You know, the irony is, Mary, that was the same. It happened the weekend that was the anniversary of the blackout in the Northeast.
That is interesting. Yeah,
because I was talking
like
about
something in the ethers.
I was talking about that issue that weekend myself. That in that 3 or 4 days there about helping small business owners get ready for a power blackout and make sure they had backup power and that sort of thing. And but I thought, you know, backup power doesn't help you much if your business gets blown away.
Right. Right. So do you have the proper insurance? Do you have a disaster plan? Do you have a way set up of who's going to communicate with whom? Because a big problem in Charlotte County was that the cell phones weren't working, nor was
the towers were blown
power.
Away, weren't they? The towers, the power.
And so, you know, the people that had a generator had a distinct advantage.
Right.
Yeah. So there are different things that are very important, and I know that one of the best ways, if people are interested in contributing, we have a lot of people who really need help, would be to earmark through the Red Cross Hurricane Charlie.
Right, exactly. And
so
I appreciate you bringing that up. That's something that I'm glad you brought up. Now, and this ties in pretty closely, Mary, with the topic on your mind today, and that's the relationship between business achievement and fulfillment in life. You know, a lot of those businesses down there were like me, they're you know, focusing so much on their business, but then when something like that happens, and they say, well, wait a minute, is this what's really important?
Right. And I think that, you know, that's really one of the positive sides of a disaster like this. It gets you to regroup and say, is my life really in balance? One of the things that we've been doing, Jim, is we've been talking to CEOs around the country really about achievement and fulfillment. And one of the things that we're finding is that when an organization goes beyond just making money and just achieving in certain areas, and the leadership and people there look at things like happiness, what do I need to balance out this big achievement focus, and the other area is an opportunity to create and leave some kind of, I'm going to call it, they don't use these words, some kind of a legacy, making a difference for the people who work here and leaving something behind so that the world in some way is a better place because of what we did. And what we're finding is the most successful organizations that have the happiest people and the most insightful CEOs are the ones that think about not just achieving something like making money or being business of the year, but also about what they're giving back.
Well, and these are things that that people at all levels of ownership and management should be thinking about, and when you say legacy, you're talking about not only in the company but also in the community, right?
Yeah. The impact that the kids want to leave behind.
The company too. Meaning, you know, if you're the owner of the company, what are you doing yourself to, you know, if something happens to you, are these people going to lose their job, or will the company keep going? It could be that kind of legacy, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things we do with the executive coaching work that we provide to a lot of people in leadership roles and entrepreneurs is that we ask them to think about three different areas. And within those areas, we ask them to look at four factors. So the areas are happiness, achievement, and legacy. And within those, we say, what are your goals that focus on yourself? What are the goals within those areas that focus on family? What are the goals that focus on work? And what are the goals that focus on community? So that people are thinking more systematically, not just about achievement, which a lot of entrepreneurs do, and not just about achievement in work, and sometimes community, because community, you know, has a nice way of feeding your business.
Happiness, achievement, and legacy. I want to talk about that some more with our good friend Mary Hessler Key right after these messages. Tony Till, Mary's the author of The Entrepreneurial Cat and What Animals Teach Us. Stay with us.
Strangest street. Impressed by the way it kind of be.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Mary Key is our guest. Dr. Mary Hessler Key is our guest. And she's an old friend of ours, as you know, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Mary, give us your website, please.
Mary Key Associates, all written out, .com. That's MaryKeyAssociates.com.
All right.
And there's some cool free tools there, including an assessment on whether or not your management team is aligned with where your organization's going.
And how would we, what would we do with that information?
You would use it as part of a team meeting where you'd ask people to take it and you'd talk about where the strengths are in the team and where some blind spots might be.
And is it would this legacy approach that you're talking about, would that be part of that?
Actually, we're just putting together something that will be on the website regarding that, so
yeah.
Stay tuned.
All right.
I will send you a copy, and you can put it on your site, too, but
I would like
for people to visit because there's some cool tools there.
All right, check that out.
But getting back to what we're saying,
happiness,
I want to say this,
achievement, legacy. I like those three.
Yeah, those camps, and within those, self, work, family, community.
Mm-hmm.
And the happiest people find a balance between those. Sometimes they get out of balance, but overall, they look at those things. And interestingly, some research was done in Harvard with over 600 people in leadership roles, many of which are people who run companies. And their concept is that life is not about one big focus, but kind of a kaleidoscope of balancing. And I think that what we're talking about provides that lens.
Well, you know, Mary, this thing called balance, as you know, because you and I've talked about this on the show many times, you've helped us develop this on the show over the years many times. This whole thing about balance has been something that I've wanted to address as often as I can, and we do with other members of the Brain Trust as well. It may be the most important thing that a small business owner can focus on, because you and I know we're going to get the work done. We are
right.
going to work. And many of us find happiness in the work. Uh-huh. I mean, I've got to have a number of friends, and some of them are Brain Trust members, who I say, "What do you do for fun?" And they say, "I work. I love my work. That's what I do for fun." But the thing is, and that may be okay for you, but it might not be okay for those people around you.
Right. Yeah, and I think also it's a very in-focus, self-centered approach. We are not just individual entities. I think that especially a lot of people who are business owners have a privilege of creating an income in a way that many people don't, and I think giving back to community and looking at other areas beyond ourselves becomes more important.
Do you think the concept of legacy, as you've defined it, giving back, making sure that there's something of a residual after you're gone, there's a residual that's left that makes a difference for people? Do you think that that's more prominent on people's minds today than it was, say, 5, 10, 20 years ago?
I do. I think with all the violence in the world, with people being really clear that, they can die at any moment, and of course 9/11 awakened that to this degree. We had this view that no one would ever come here and do that, so we'd have to be careful traveling, but
right.
not in our own country. And then I think with a lot of the different things that have happened with people being shaken by corporate scandal and not knowing who to trust, I think that there's been almost a backlash and people saying, wait a minute, what's life really about? What's really important? What are our values? In the book I wrote, What Animals Teach Us, the book is really about values. And, many of the people interviewed are actually people who run businesses and entrepreneurs who learn about things like loyalty through animals. And I think there's more of a need now for people to have something to hold on to. And I think when an organization can provide something that's consistent, that deals with this idea of legacy or some gift you leave behind or something constant employees can hold on to, that makes this organization remarkable.
Do you see...
And I think...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, most employees, they feel like they can't trust many times that their marriages will last, that if they work for a certain organization, they'll be
right.
appreciated. So there's a lot of shifting sand out there.
But Mary, do you think that the legacy, sort of the legacy attitude of people out there, as you've defined it,
uh-huh.
is a reaction to the greed that we saw in the 90s? Do you feel like greed is maybe taking a little bit of a backseat to this, to the concept of legacy?
Well, in the 90s, I helped Inc. magazine set up CEO roundtables around the country where a lot of entrepreneurs really wanted to be on the Inc. 500 list, really mm-hmm. wanted to be a recognized company.
Right.
And I've had the privilege of seeing a lot of people set goals and make the goals. And when the goals were all financial,
right.
and I know people hear this, but they're very hollow. And I
yeah.
think that not only is it this whole mechanism of the changing times, but when people can become millionaires faster in this country, and they are, it's
right.
exponential, people realize very quickly that money isn't enough.
Yeah, how much money do you need?
Yeah, what's enough?
You can have enough money, but can you ever have enough happiness? Mary Hessler-Key, thank you for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
Wishing you all happiness, and think about what's the gift you want to leave behind.
Thanks, Mary. See you later. Quick
see
break,
later.
29 after. Right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.